What if the bridge collapse in Lagos last month is about to affect the cost and timeline of your backyard build right here at home? It sounds crazy, but supply chain risk doesn't care about borders. And what's happening globally is hitting contractors right now. It's late July 2026, and two massive infrastructure failures are sending shockwaves through global supply chains simultaneously. A series of articulated truck crashes on Lagos's Kara Bridge forced emergency contraflow routes and shut down a major expressway corridor overnight. Meanwhile, Malta declared a full-blown national electricity crisis, with their opposition leader calling emergency meetings over repeated, prolonged power outages. These aren't isolated headlines. They're warning signals for anyone planning a premium outdoor living project this season. First, a single infrastructure failure creates cascading chaos downstream. The Kara Bridge incident is textbook. Overweight trucks, deferred maintenance, inadequate load governance, and suddenly composite decking, natural stone pavers, and structural steel components sitting in transit can't move. Material costs spike, lead times stretch, and a contractor without proactive sourcing plans passes every bit of that pain directly to you. Second, energy infrastructure is a compliance issue, not an afterthought. Malta's crisis is a perfect mirror for what happens when electrical systems aren't properly governed. For homeowners adding outdoor kitchens, smart pergola controls, or heated pools, skipping electrical permitting to save time creates liability that follows the property forever, killing your insurance coverage and resale value. Third, situational awareness is the real competitive advantage. John Simpson at Eagle Built Construction puts it this way: it's a Marine's discipline. Know what's happening beyond your immediate perimeter so nothing catches you off guard. Eagle Built pre-orders critical materials, qualifies multiple suppliers, and builds real schedule buffers before the first shovel hits the ground. That's the difference between a contractor who reacts and one who protects your investment. Here's your action item today. Before you sign any outdoor living contract, ask your contractor two specific questions. What's your backup supplier if your primary source goes down? And how are you handling electrical permitting coordination before construction starts? If they stumble on either answer, that's your answer. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want a, I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.